Hello, and welcome to Water in the 505-575. I'm Joni Palmer, your guide on this journey about water in New Mexico. Is your tap water something you ever think about? We invite you to come on a journey with us to discover the hidden facets of keeping you safe and healthy through water. Today, I will be talking with water utility personnel at the Buckman Direct Diversion Facility. Staff at BDD serve the City of Santa Fe and Santa Fe County residential and business water customers. Today, I will be talking with Juan Portillo and Randy Sugre. Thanks for joining us.
The first kind of big question, and that I think a lot of people are asking all over the country, is our drinking water safe from the coronavirus?
Our drinking water is very safe from the coronavirus. Federal regulations all the time in the United States require that drinking water treatment processes remove virus and bacterial content from water, and that's all the time. Those have been regulations in the Safe Drinking Water Act for years and years and years.
Then why is there this panic about water right now? Why are people buying considerable amounts of bottled water?
In times of crisis, people worry that the drinking water supply might be impacted, but that's really because we're used to the crisis of the past decade or two of hurricanes in the south or earthquakes on the coast, and that sort of thing certainly can impact the drinking water supply. This health crisis does not impact our drinking water treatment processes or supply. I think it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction, but in this case, the water supply is perfectly fine. It's well regulated, it's disinfected, it's clean. We have personnel to run the treatment plants. The drinking water treatments are in great shape and perfectly prepared to deal with a situation like this. I think after these many months of being at home, people are coming to a better realization that we're still here. This is not impacting how we do our jobs. There's no restriction that you can't water your lawn. You can't wash your car. That's not what this type of crisis is about. And I hope that will reassure people and bring it to mind that we're here and they can depend on us.
The only thing that's really changed are these guidelines that were put in place. But even at that point, we were always using masks. We have a lot of chemicals here that require PPE, pretty much the same as what we're using now. We disinfect the control room. We all share the same control room, 24/7, 365. We take our job serious before, post, and pre-COVID-19. But no, we're very confident, and just to let them know that we're here day and night to produce the best healthy and safe water for our citizens.
We are essential workers. We're as important as the police, firemen that are out there that are taking care of emergencies and preventing public safety issues. We're also here to prevent emergencies and to prevent public health issues. When a guy starts this process, it takes many years to get the level of certification with the state of New Mexico to run a water treatment facility. And over the years, that responsibility does not lessen by any means. And so we try to be very prepared for this sort of emergency, this type of crisis. I just hope as a country we all get through this, because it's just an awful, awful situation. That's what's on my mind. As far as making really excellent quality, safe drinking water, these guys do a great job. I mean, we've got this. We've always known something could happen that was going to test our resilience a little bit, but these guys are coming through with flying colors.
When I was a K through 12er, when we had to write those little one paragraph reports of what we wanted to become, they used to bother me all the time because I never could decide. I wanted to make a difference. So I put astronaut on there. Oh, that didn't happen. Pretty dang close with this profession I'm in right now, because it's a peace of mind that we're able to provide water right now, especially right now. My eyes are opening up now during this quarantine. Everybody's at home. We've noticed tank levels just drop within hours, and to know that we here, like Randy said, if we were just to take a 10-hour break, let's say we want a 10-hour break, nobody here, that'd be a big problem. I mean, I think we'd go empty in the store. So I'm really happy that we are here to provide that 24/7, 365. And it just, like I said, it's just an honor. It's an honor to become a water treatment operator. And I think in the future, this is going to be one of the top professions as a child to run that little book report. I think the community is not as educated as where how our water is treated. I think they believe there's a water source and it gets to a point and then it goes out to the public. It's kind of difficult to kind of just sit there with a neighbor and explain to them without showing them what we have here and as far as the step process. So, I mean, that's part of the mission we have here. And that's one of the obstacles we have is trying to explain to somebody without them coming and seeing for themselves. But like Randy said, we're prepared. We've been prepared for these situations. But I would really hope after this is over that we do have a lot more people coming interested and come take a look at our facility. Whoever's watching this, come out here and take a look for yourself. Get a little educated and see what we have to offer here. I just hope that we can get past this right now. So with everybody's cooperation, that's really what I'm looking at right now. It's just getting past now and see what we can do in the future to deal with another situation like this.
When these guys signed up for this job years ago, that's part of their responsibility is that if emergencies, crises happen, they need on the job. And they've accepted that responsibility. And these guys step up and they make sure that they are here. It's really a pleasure to work with such a dedicated staff. And I think that reassures the public when we have the opportunity to mention that, you know, these guys are always here. We take this very, very seriously. We're always here to make sure that the drinking water quality that we produce is tip-top level and that we're taking good care of our community.
If you would like to learn more about this project, please visit our website, efla.unm.edu. Thanks, and see you next time.